as far as the injuries go, really, Cooper today had spasms. He started off working out, and then he had some hamstring spasms. Didn't work. And then Kyle Love sprained his ankle slightly at the end there, but I think he'll be okay. All in all, it was good work. I mean, I thought the guys came out and, you know, challenged each other. We had some long drive periods, some red zone work. I just thought, you know, again, it traded back and forth. I just thought it was good work all the way around. Time's yours.
How concerned are you with the injuries in the secondary right now?
Well, I'm not. Listen, I'm not that worried about it. They're not ones that the guys can't fix and come back fairly quick. So, you know, you're going to get tight hamstrings. The guys are running a lot. We play a lot of bump and run, so the guys are running like the receivers are running, and that happens. So you work through that, and they'll be fine. And then Eric's close, so Eric will be back quick.
How close? Did you see him playing Thursday? Or be
there? We'll see. I'm not going to say that till we see how things work the next couple of days.
You have Bronson in that spot. I mean, that kid's come a long way.
Yeah, you know what he's done? Yeah, Randy. I mean, he's done a nice job. He's a smart kid. He's not the biggest kid. He's smart, and he understands the scheme. He understands leverage on receivers. He's not afraid to get in there and tackle. So he's done a pretty good job. No, Suckup will kick tomorrow. So we're just this was the other kid's day, and then Suckup will kick tomorrow. No injury.
Based off of a lot of the changes in the NFL over the last few years, how important would you say the corner position is right now in the league?
Well, I think it's always been important. Yeah. So I don't think it's any less important than it has been in the past. Yeah. Important position. No.
Never did?
No.
Why not?
I didn't feel it was necessary. The way we practice, I don't think it's necessary. It's just how I felt.
So you didn't expect it here anytime soon?
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. Yeah.
And you used the word phrase juice. I mean, you know, that's what you're kind of looking for from these guys, energy givers. What's it like having Fasano healthy? I mean, is he kind of giving you that?
Yeah, Fasano, he is healthy. He came back in phenomenal shape on top of that. So he knows what's expected of him. He knows it's a tight end friendly offense. And he was disappointed last year. He knew the kind of offense it was. And you could see the frustration building up on him when he was injured. He wanted to be a part of it. So now he's healthy. He's out here. And he's enjoying every day of it.
How much did you guys miss?
Yeah, well, he's a good football player. So, you know, the other guys stepped up. I don't want to take it away from the other guys, but you want as many good players as you can get, and he was one of them.
Now you got to make roster decisions in a few weeks. How much input does Coach Tobe have on some of those things when it comes to his special teams guys? I mean, you guys make decisions as a team. I get it, but like, there's always a few guys that he's like, I need them to make the special teams work, right?
Well, I mean, you know, he'll have his say on it, but like I said, Dorsey has 51%. So, but all the coaches, you know, the coach, we want them to stand up for the guys they believe in. At the end of the day, you know, it's a joint effort, and then Dorsey has the 51% on it.
Well, yeah, but I guess what I'm just kind of getting at is
tell me what you're getting at, doggone it, T.
What does Cyrus Gray mean to you guys, special teams wise? I mean, Tobe's a guy. Does he go to bat? Like, what does he mean to you guys in that phase?
Yeah, Cyrus is a good special teams player. He's a good football player. So he's also a good special teams player. But and he did a nice job for us last year.
Andy, what's your stance on coaches in the locker room? Some coaches try to avoid it and let it be a player's sanctuary.
Yeah, that's not how we operate. Everything's free. They can come to our office. We can go in the locker. I mean, I don't have any walls. That's not how we roll here. So coaches go in and mingle. Players, I think, appreciate that, and me included. I mean, I go in there. I don't feel any walls there that they're sneaking around. I mean, none of that, and they feel free coming up and talking to us. So it's not. That's why we do.
Anyone last one maybe on the Zach Fulton? Looks like he's kind of ensconced in that right guard spot. Not so much a rotation. What's he done so well so fast?
Well, we gave him a few more reps in there today. He's played solid football is what he's done. You know, he's a good football player. So, and he showed us that, probably even a little better than what we anticipated. So, or where we picked him. So he's come in and very intelligent and tough.
All right.
Okay.